Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program. Today and all this week we're looking at the topic of justification in Roman Catholic theology. And today we're going to be focusing on the role of grace and works in relationship to justification. Grace in Roman Catholic theology does not have the same meaning as it does in which the scripture gives to it. Basically, grace in their theology is more of a substance or a power which is distinct from God and which is infused into the believer to supply them with the ability to perform meritorious works. So they would see grace as more as a power that's infused into you in order to do works which will help you gain a right standing before God as well as to maintain it. It's an infused power which ultimately makes a person acceptable to God, thus ultimately they're earning their access to heaven. And let me support this claim by reading two different quotes from the New Catholic Encyclopedia, which reads as follows. Grace is given in varying degrees depending upon the Holy Spirit and man's disposition. Grace is capable of increasing and is meant to increase. It grows by good and meritorious works, which the just do in keeping the commandments. Notice what it says. It grows by good and meritorious works. So grace grows by works. Well, that's a contradiction in term. That's like saying you have a circle square. You can't have both. You can't have works and grace and mix them together and still end up with grace. That's exactly what Paul says in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, which says, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer of grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. So once you add grace, that excludes works. Once you add works, that excludes grace. That's common sense. That's logical as well as biblical. Let me read another quote from the New Catholic Encyclopedia. Grace can be lost and is actually lost by every mortal sin, not only the sin of infidelity. And to remind you, a mortal sin is a serious sin in Roman Catholic theology. And so this grace can be lost. See, because if grace could grow or be increased by works, then that means sin could also take away from that right standing before God. And basically what you have is grace no longer being grace as described in the scripture. A very common scripture which needs to be understood in light of what we're saying today is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, which makes this subject about as clear as it possibly could be stated. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That statement couldn't be any clearer that salvation is by grace alone, apart from works. No one is able to boast because it is not by works. So to summarize, grace is more of a supernatural substance which is infused by God into the individual to confer strength to be able to do good works and to avoid evil. It's more of a power that operates in man to produce good things and help them not to sin. Now the key problem with this is you never know if you have enough grace in order to have a right relationship with God. And this grace comes and goes, it grows and increases and actually could be taken away. Now the Bible, as we've looked at the scriptures in Romans 11, 6 and Ephesians 2, 8, 9, would more describe grace as a disposition of God toward the believer, which brings about complete forgiveness and enables a person to stand before God in a right standing as if he had never sinned. That's the teaching of grace in the Bible, is that God is able to now treat us as if we had never sinned before. So he brings us close to himself, we're at peace with him, we're right with him, we're justified in his sight. That's the picture that the Bible gives of grace. Let me read to you from another Roman Catholic source entitled Father Smith Instructs, where it'll clearly show you that Roman Catholic theology mixes grace and works together. His words are as follows. That grace, in general, is a gift which enables man to save his soul. That's about as clear as it could be stated, that grace is given to man in order that man is able to save his soul. And that's because in Roman Catholic theology, grace is imparted or infused into a person which enables them to do meritorious works, good works, in order to maintain, preserve, and keep a right standing before God. Let me also read from the Catechism of Christian Doctrine, section 117. The question is asked, how do you receive grace? And the response is, the principal ways of obtaining grace are prayer and the sacraments and the Holy Eucharist. And in our next study, we're going to look at the sacraments, what they are, and their role in the aspect of justification. But here, grace is not received simply by faith, but by prayer, the sacraments, and the Holy Eucharist. So that means you have to do these things in order to receive the grace of God. that prayer, the sacraments, and the Eucharist are means of grace. God uses these to infuse his grace into you. And see, the idea is that the more prayer, the more sacraments you receive, the more good works, the more grace is imparted to you. And hopefully you die in a state of grace or die with enough grace in order to be able to enter into heaven or purgatory for a degree of time. So it's definitely mixing works and grace together. But again, we saw that the scripture says you can't do that. That's an impossibility. Let's move on to the subject of works in Roman Catholic theology in relation to justification. I want to quote from John Paul II, which is actually recorded in the Los Angeles Times, March 8, 1983. He said, "Man is justified by works and not by faith alone." That's a clear contradiction to what Paul says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 20, which reads, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." And even clearer in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified." Now, it is interesting that Roman Catholics, and even in their writing, will speak or mention salvation by grace, but they pour different meaning into the word grace. They simply repeat the doctrine of Trent, which says that no one could do works or please God apart from first being infused by sanctifying grace. So when they say salvation by grace, what they actually mean is God infuses grace into you in varying degrees in what Luther called piecemeal, here a little, there a little, and eventually that brings you to a point where you're acceptable before God because you've done enough good works or received the sacraments to be in a state that's right before God. So the bottom line is, it's not salvation by grace, it's because the works that these people do, they may have their root in God's grace, God infusing you with the ability to do the works, but the works are the things that end up saving a person. Another important part about works in Roman Catholic theology, which many people have never heard of, is that the church teaches that they possess what they call the treasury of merits. And taken from the Catechism of the Catholic Church in sections 1471 through 1479, they describe this treasure of merit as the merits of the elect go into the church treasury in heaven so they may be distributed to the faithful in purgatory for their salvation. Now, purgatory is the place where those who die as a Catholic go to that place, a place of suffering, a place of purging their sin, where those who did not die with enough grace to cover their sin or they were not righteous enough to enter directly into heaven. And the church claims what they have is a treasury of merit. There's some saints who have done an extra amount of work that these other individuals could draw from, and those could be applied to so they could get out of purgatory a little bit quicker. That's nothing but salvation by works, man earning salvation. And this is what the Roman Catholic Church refers to as the communion of the saints, meaning that the saints that have departed and went to be with the Lord, they could help us in salvation now. Also, quoting again from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, section 1477, it says that Catholics attained their own salvation, at the same time cooperated in saving their brothers, and we could merit for ourselves and for others all the graces needed to attain eternal life. So if you live a super holy and perfect life, you'll have more than enough grace or merit for you to enter into heaven that could then be later applied to other Catholics that die with not a sufficient amount of grace and works. And actually, when we get to our topic on Mary in a couple of weeks, they actually teach that Mary had sufficient amount of works not only to save herself, but also to be applied to others who died. And also from sections 846, 1030 to 1032, 1129, and 1256 in the Catechism of Catholic Church, they have not only added works, but also baptism, the sacraments, and church membership in the Roman Catholic Church as necessary for salvation. Added to all this is also indulgences. An indulgence, and once again, I'm reading from the same source, section 1994 and also 1471 through 1479, an indulgence, quote, "remits the temporal punishment for sins, which is gained by good works, and can be applied to both the living and the dead." And one of the things that Martin Luther reacted to within the Catholic Church was the selling of indulgences, which was endorsed by the Pope, that you could actually receive these indulgences as you paid for them, which, as I've quoted, can be applied both to the living and to the dead. So it's works that were applied to your account or to someone that had passed away and was in purgatory that could get out of purgatory earlier. So according to Roman Catholic theology, other Catholics may help the faithful departed who are now being purified in purgatory because the holiness of one profits the other. hopefully as I'm putting all this together, you're seeing that the Roman Catholic Church is tied into a system of works. That is the official theology of the Roman Catholic Church. Once again, I would remind you, I am not making a statement about an individual Catholic and what they believe. All I could respond to is what is in their documents and what the church actually teaches. And that's what I'm responding to. So we do need to make a difference between an individual, what they may believe, who is actually a Catholic, and what the Catholic Church itself teaches. And in that way, as you're ministering to a Catholic, you need to find out what do they believe and then be able to respond with them with the proper scriptures. I remember as being raised in the Catholic Church, if someone attacked me or attacked the Catholic Church, I would defend it. And actually, I knew no Bible references. I knew none of the scriptures, but I would defend that which I thought was the truth. And so when I was there and someone would attack the Catholic Church, I'd be offended and I'd want to respond. And that's not the approach that I'm taking. Go and tell people, oh, you believe all these things. Maybe they don't. Need to find out and minister to the individual just as you would any other person you come across. Find out where they're at and then go with them through the scriptures and say, do these truths match up with what the scriptures clearly reveal about the subject of grace and works? And if you are presently in the Roman Catholic Church today, you need to realize the things that we're going to be looking at over this month are what the Roman Catholic Church teaches. You may not personally believe them, but the church that you're a part of endorses these doctrines. And these doctrines are clearly contradictory to what the scriptures clearly reveal about the subject of grace and works. I pray that these studies will help you, will be informative as well as challenging.